WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
From the late 50s until the Beatles, New York's Brill Building on Broadway was where producers went to make the hit pop songs they needed. But the in-house music publishers also released plenty of material on their own labels like Companion, Dimension, and Jubilee. Today, rock historian Ed Ward celebrates a recent collection of these rarities.
I hear the neon lights up bright on Broadway.
For all that has been romanticized in recent years, working at the Brill Building was just that, a job. Yes, it was thrilling that the likes of Jerry Goffman, Carole King, Phil Spector, Jeff Barry, and Ellie Greenwich, and so on were making pop history there. But like the workers in any factory, they had to produce and keep producing. In order to help them and to make some extra money, most of the publishing houses there had their own labels. They used them to release songs no one else had picked up or to release competing versions of songs they'd managed to sell. Often, these records were just higher gloss versions of the demos the writers recorded when they were trying to sell their songs. But, as On Broadway, a new anthology on Britain's West Side label makes clear, sometimes they were pop treasures on their own. You Bet I Would was a little thing Carole King and Artie Kaplan tossed off one day for the Cookies, who demoed a lot of Brill Building songs. But somehow it got into the hands of Ronnie and the Relatives, a teen girl trio whom King didn't even like too much. It flopped, but the group, renamed the Ronettes for the record, caught the ear of Phil Spector, who was always hanging around, and he heard something King hadn't heard. The rest, of course, is history.
Dickie went and did.
Dickie Went and Did It is one of my favorite songs on the collection, written by Jeff Barry and Ben Raleigh, and performed by the Delicates, who sound like another trio of demo dolls. Naturally, we never find out what this life-changing thing Dickie did actually was, which is the appeal of the record, and possibly what kept it off the radio. Little Eva, Eva Boyd, was a sometime cookie, and, famously, Carole King and Jerry Goffin's babysitter. She had one hit, The Locomotion, but she was also a major voice on Brill Building demos, and a fine interpreter of songs.
He gets up each morning and he goes downtown, where everyone's his boss and he's lost in an angry land. He's a little man, but then he comes uptown into my tenement. Uptown, I just don't have to pay much rent. And when he's with me, he can see that he's everything.
Phil Spector would build on this arrangement for the Crystals' more famous version of Uptown, and Eva's version was relegated to an album cut. Of course, some of the writers themselves longed to be performers, but only one had any success during this era. Carole King's It Might As Well Rain Until September, a classic separated by summer vacation song, made it onto the charts for 9 weeks in 1962. This demo rough version of a song later made famous by the Everly Brothers, though, never went anywhere for her.
I'll never let you see the way my broken heart is hurting me. I've got my pride and I know how to hide all my sorrow and pain. I'll do my crying in the rain.
She wasn't the only one who tried, of course. Jeff Barry also released a few records, including this one.
Most every day you'd find him on the beach at Malibu, sitting in the sun and sand with his sweetheart Sue. Yes, Sue was his first love, the one that he adored. And his second love was by his side, his silver surfing board. Oh, they called him Johnny Surfboard. Surfing was his game. And to be the king.
A Teen Death surf song certainly bridged the gap between the past and the future in 1963, but that doesn't make it any less painful to listen to. Still, it does remind us that finding a way into the teen psyche was what life at the Brill Building was all about. These songs deal with every sort of crisis young love encounters, written and performed by people not much older than the audience they were trying to hit. And of course, when they weren't having crises, they were dancing. Surprising how much passion gets put into trivia like this until you remember it was their job. So here's to Dee Dee and the way she does the hula hop, whatever she was and whatever it was. There are 50 songs on this collection, running the gamut from intensely embarrassing to astonishing, reminders that sometimes you just can't stop and wait for inspiration to hit when the boss is looking over your shoulder.
Ed Ward writes about music from Berlin.